On the line with us right now is Debbie Schutt, Behavior Intervention Coordinator for the Parent Network of Western New York. Debbie, we appreciate you taking some time with us and getting you on the air here on WLBO.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here this morning.
So, Debbie, we have information about a Zoom meeting that you are conducting this Thursday regarding children and sort of helping parents to teach their children how to be comfortable wearing masks in this day and age of COVID-19. Could you fill us in about some of the information that you're going to be passing on?
Absolutely. So this Thursday is the first of four different sessions that we're doing on Zoom through the month of August about kids wearing masks and some of the challenges that parents might face with getting their kids to wear masks. It is free. It's available to anyone. You can sign up by going to our website at www.parentnetworkwny.org, and we're trying to help parents, professionals, caregivers, family members overcome some of the challenges and barriers that might go along with kids or kids with special needs wearing masks, which we all anticipate will be probably part of the process for returning to school. So we wanted to get out in front of that a little bit, so that we can help prepare those families so that's not a barrier come next month when school in some form will hopefully resume.
Now, when it comes to all the challenges, what do you think is like the one, you know, overall challenge? Is it physically wearing the mask? Is it having the mask actually work? You know, if the kids are touching it or they're, you know, they can't stop. You know, kids are always like, you know, moving their hands and moving around, you know, or is it the mental aspect of it, you know, the kind of the weirdness of everyone wearing a mask? What do you think is the overall, you know, the biggest challenge we're going to face if this happens?
So I think it's a lot of different things. And I think for most families and most children, it depends on their age or their developmental level.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen and heard younger kids that are fearful when they see people in masks. They don't understand it.
That's scary.
They think it looks scary, absolutely. For some other kids, if you're talking about children with autism or with other sensory processing challenges or developmental delays, it could be physically uncomfortable. They might not like the feeling of the mask on their skin or looped around their ears. For other people, there are communication barriers and challenges that already exist, so wearing a mask can just add to that and make that part of life just a little more difficult. And for other people, it might be anxiety or other aspects of mental or emotional health that is one of the barriers that needs to be overcome.
Debbie, with the information that you folks will be passing on through this Zoom meeting, the first of which is on Thursday, do you think, or maybe you've spoken to some school officials, do you think that they are in the plans of addressing these same concerns? Because they are the ones that will be on the front lines on that first day of school, if and when that happens, to deal with these issues?
So I have not talked directly to any school officials. I have spoke to some teachers or other professionals such as like speech therapists or occupational therapists that work with kids in schools, and they are concerned about their ability to, you know, get the kids to wear the mask and keep the mask on. I can tell you that of the people that I've seen that have signed up for one of these events already, almost all of them were school professionals. So I found that to be interesting. And I think that it is going to be a significant barrier for kids being successful in school in person.
All right. Thank you once again. Debbie Schutt, Behavior Intervention Coordinator for the Parent Network of Western New York.